Crisis in Britannia, Day 58. I'm Matthew the Bard, and you're listening to Britannia Network News. In the headlines today, Ratmen here, ratmen there, and not a cat in sight. The city of Britain has been experiencing more frequent attacks from ratmen raiding parties. The size and power of the ratmen seems to be increasing as well. The interim council ruling Britannia in the absence of Lord British has no explanation for the phenomenon. Travelers on the road between Britain and Trinzic are also advised to keep a wary eye out. It is also advised they travel in groups. You're listening to BNN. More after this.
Oh, darn. Fizzled again.
Problem, friend?
Yes, I can't seem to get enough energy these days to cast my spells. I'm always so tired.
That's no problem. You just need Jinshade.
Jinshade? What's that?
Jinshade is a revolutionary supplement made only from the freshest ginseng and the finest nightshade. It's guaranteed to increase your energy and give you that little extra kick. Order within the next 15 minutes and we'll throw in a set of beautiful Ginzu silver steak knives of vanquishing absolutely free.
Wow, that sounds great. I'm gonna recall to my local alchemist right now.
Jinshade has a low occurrence of side effects including runny noses, fatigue, inability to speak words of power, and blue-hued skin. In some rare cases, Jinshade can cause loss of hit points and is not recommended for use by children or criminals with more than 5 murder counts.
Welcome back to BNN. In other news, sea travelers plying the trade routes between the Outer Islands and Britain report a greater than normal number of water elementals. Whether this signals an attempt by the invaders to cut Britain off from supplies by sea is unknown. The interim council was unavailable for comment. Tragedy struck at Covetous today when a group of newcomers to Britannia were found slaughtered, execution style, outside the dungeon's entrance. Found on the corpses were ticket stubs that promised entry to a new theme park located within the dreaded caverns. Local guards believe they were the unwitting participants in a massive scam designed to lure innocent victims to what was called Happy Funland, a park promising rides and games. Guards have no leads at this time. Plans for the resurrection of the victims are scheduled for later this afternoon. And that's the news. I'm Matthew the Bard, and you've been listening to BNN.